Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was with Ollie Barter, who we remember from the game design world.
Mm-hmm.
And he is back.
He's back.
Ollie Barter, back. He writes, like, sort of toy reviews and game reviews. The game designer.
Okay.
And, and mecha anime dork out. It was the greatest dork out in the world for mecha anime. It was a deep dive, and it sounded really cool.
Right. I saw his background behind him in the video. It's just stacks and stacks of action figures.
Just stacks. And I, at one point, because of you.
Or models.
No, they're all action figures. Okay. Because I asked him about articulation.
Oh, yes.
And he said, oh, no, they have really good articulation. So this is.
There could be models with articulation, too, though.
I don't. He did not say he didn't. He doesn't like models. He spoke. He didn't. He doesn't hate them. But
right,
he, you know.
But he just prefers action figures. He doesn't want to have to put them all together.
Right.
He just wants to take them out and play with them.
Yes.
Yes.
And he so
man
he
after my own heart.
And he, and it was such a fun episode. And there were a lot of. I've never heard of any of these. And they all sound amazing, but I don't know that I'll watch any of them just because it's like manga, you know, once you start.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of these series go on for a long time.
Right. I did ask him for some suggestions for some, like this one, this Blue Comet,
mm-hmm.
SPT Lasner. It only has 34 episodes.
Oh. Only.
But you can't find it in the United States.
Oh.
You can find it in Japan and Blu-ray remastered.
Sure.
No subtitles.
Right.
So you have to learn Japanese.
You have to learn.
He lives in Tokyo.
Oh, okay.
And so he speaks Japanese.
Right.
And that helps his world. But he loves, you know, it's very funny. He recommends watching the Miyazakis with subtitles like Castle of the Sky.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's his favorite one. But that's not what it's called, I think, in Japanese.
Right. Doesn't he say it's called something else? Castle of something.
Right. And so it was a word that is a swear word in Spanish.
Oh, right.
Or
that's
something.
Right.
So that they changed it to Castle in the Sky. And so, but he said that, you know, it's better with the dubbing just because of the actors.
Right.
He finds the actors a little more compelling.
Sure.
And I
in
said,
the original
you didn't,
Japanese.
You didn't like Tina Fey in Ponyo? And he was like, no, I did like Tina Fey in Ponyo. So we had a lovely dork out about that. Super fun.